Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to do this. I'm going to move that down a little bit. My name is Michelle Geiger, and I'm headed to Uganda, East Africa. And just to give you a little bit more in depth of my testimony than my video shows, I grew up in church. I had thought I was saved when I was four. In fact, I was baptized three times because I was fascinated with our heated baptistry in our church. So I vaguely remember my mother taking me to the pastor and him trying to explain salvation to me, but that's all I remember. And so at 12 years of age, I was sitting in a service, and the preacher was preaching, and the Holy Spirit convicted my heart, and we battled that whole service, and the Holy Spirit went out, and my mom led me to the Lord, and so that's special for me. And I was baptized shortly thereafter, and after I graduated from high school, I definitely knew that the Lord wanted me in some aspect of Christian ministry, and so I went on to Christian college, and was actively involved in the bus ministry, and assisted in a Sunday school class, and helped with our teen department. And youth activities, camps, conferences, you name it, I was there with them. And I loved that. And to be honest, I thought the Lord would leave me doing that. And but my senior year of Bible college, the Lord saw fit to call me to the mission field. And it was during a missions conference in our church. I don't remember who was speaking or what they were speaking on, but the Lord touched my heart for missions. And so after I graduated from college, I just continued day by day waiting for him to open a door as far as what he wanted me to do beyond that. And about 10 years later, there was a single lady that came through our church, and she was headed to the Ivory Coast, West Africa. She was going to go help start an orphanage. And as she presented her ministry, the Lord burdened my heart for the Ivory Coast. And I began praying and seeking godly counsel about that. And after praying about it and seeking godly counsel, the Lord confirmed that that's the direction he wanted me to go. So I went to the Ivory Coast and served for a year. And after serving for, we had seven orphans, and all seven of those orphans are saved, and they're doing well. I do keep in touch with them, some of them via Facebook, the ones that are on there. After about a year, I believe it was a year, the Lord closed the door on that opportunity. And I came back to the States and worked again in full-time Christian service for about 4 years. And the Pridgen family, whom I'm going to work with in Kampala, Uganda, they knew I had a desire to go back to Africa. And so they approached me and asked me to pray about going to help them. And I was really excited about the opportunity and began once again seeking the Lord's will and godly counsel on that. And once again, the Lord confirmed that that's the direction he wanted me to go. And so I'm going to help the Pridgen family. They've been in Kampala, Uganda for 20 years. And the Lord has certainly used them. They're such a great family. And they have a church that runs about 225. They have an institute for those that feel called to ministry. Usually it's about 20 to 25 a semester. And about 7 years ago, they started a school for Ugandan children. And it's kind of neat how that came about. One of the families in his church was actually praying that the Lord would lay it on James's heart to start a Christian school for their kids to attend. And so the Lord answered their prayer. And they now have over 300 kids. It goes K-3 through 7th grade. And it's already been seen as an avenue and outreach to the community there. They've had over 30 kids saved and families added to the church. I'll go ahead and let him show my video. I don't know where he is. And then I'll say something else.
I'm Pastor Sven Larson of Moore Baptist Temple in Moore, Oklahoma. It's a privilege of mine to recommend to you and to your church, Miss Michelle Geiger, who is a missionary called by God to go to the country of Uganda. Michelle has been a hard-working and faithful soul winner over the years and has a heart for the people of Uganda. It's my prayer that your heart will also be touched for the people of Uganda and that your heart will be touched to help and to support Miss Michelle Geiger.
Jesus said, "Suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." Uganda has a population of over 37 million people, of which 56% are children. It is said that every 30 seconds, an African child slips out into a Christless eternity. The field is ripe and all ready to harvest for these little ones who are precious in God's sight. It is my goal to get to Uganda and reach the Ugandan children with the gospel message through children's ministry, such as Bible clubs and Sunday school, and also education. Education will allow us to build a relationship with the parents and gain their trust through educating their child, and in turn opens up an opportunity to share the gospel of Christ. The children will be taught sound Bible doctrine. It will also help us to reach out to the Islamic community. And most importantly, 51% of the population is under 14. So this is one of the many ways we can reach the next generation of Uganda for Christ. Hi, my name is Michelle Geiger, missionary to Uganda, East Africa. I'm being sent out of Moore Baptist Temple in Moore, Oklahoma, with the assistance of Baptist International Missions. I was saved at the age of 12 and surrendered to missions my senior year of Bible college. Since graduating with a degree in education, the Lord has allowed me to gain experience in numerous aspects of church ministry, which I will be able to use to be a help and a blessing to the ministry there and in reaching the people of Uganda for Christ.
Hello, my name is James Pridgen, and my family and I are missionaries in Uganda, East Africa. We've known Michelle Geiger for over 20 years, and during that time, she has faithfully been serving the Lord. And we're very excited about her coming to work with us here in Kampala, Uganda. She'll be helping us to teach in the Bible College, to minister to the young ladies who are preparing for ministry, and also at the Gospelite Baptist School to minister to our children. We have about 200 children, and she'll be helping with them and also their parents, and also with our teachers as well. And we're very excited about her coming and helping with the discipleship and soul winning. And it's our prayer that you'll pray for her and that you also help to support her in the ministry so she can help us to reach the people of Uganda with the gospel. Thank you.
Along with helping in the with the teachers there in the school, and then also helping in the institute teaching ladies classes, and then doing a Bible study with ladies in the church, a couple of the other single girls have started reaching out to the public schools, doing a Bible club, which is basically bringing Sunday school to the kids in the schools, public school system, and they've really had a positive, that's really been shown as a positive influence as far as in the school. And so I'll be doing that with the schools in Kampala. And then there's one main university there, and my goal is to also start a Bible study with the university ladies there. So if you would, you can pray with me about that. I do have to approach them and ask them as far as if I can do that. The public schools, there's no problem, and I don't think there'll be a problem with the university. But if you would just pray with me about that. About a year and a half ago, I had the opportunity to spend about 3.5 months in an orphanage in Soroti, Uganda. It's about 4 to 5 hours north of the main city, Kampala. And at that time, they had about a little over 40 orphans. And that was such a blessing to me to be able to experience, as far as teaching in the school system, I learned a lot of things that I would not have known before coming in cold turkey, helping with the Pridgens as far as teaching in their school. So it was definitely taught me a lot there. But the kids taught me a lot. And we were out visiting one Saturday, and our normal procedure was to divide up the girls with some of the ladies, and then they would divide up the boys with some of the men. And we would go, and we'd hand out tracts and visit with people and witness, and on our way to the market, and then we just kind of gather at the market. Well, as we walked towards the market, we got there, and we ran into one of the group of boys that one of the older gentlemen had. And I stood there, and what the Lord allowed me to see was so special. One of the boys, his name is Joseph, And at that time, he was 17 years old. He's probably 18 or 19 now. But at that time, he was 17. And when they got orphans there, they don't have a birth certificate. They try to judge to see what year they feel like they were born. And they'll give them that year. And then for the child to be able to take part, so it'd be kind of fun for them, they let them choose their own birth date. And I thought that's kind of neat. I didn't get to choose mine, but it was such a blessing to see him. He was witnessing to a Ugandan man. Now, he had his back to me, and I took a picture of him. And that picture just reminds me, and it so touched my heart. When that boy was little, he saw his parents killed. Now, there's over 40 orphans. Now there's over 50 in that orphanage. And he's not the only one that has been impacted by something like that. But the Lord allowed me to see that day. And a missionary reached him, and he's reaching now. He was trained, and he's turned around and has a burden to reach his own people. And it was just such a blessing and spoke volumes to me. And I thought in my heart, you know, that's what we want to do in Kampala. Now, we will not be able to start an orphanage, but we certainly want to reach, as my video said, 51% of the population is under the age of 14. So we want to reach these young people and then train them, and hopefully they'll get a burden to reach their own people. And with God, all things are possible. You look at it realistically and think, no, I don't really believe that can happen. But with God, all things are possible, hoping to change the course of a nation. So if you would please take a prayer card, I would certainly love that, and pray for me. I would sure appreciate that.